You're listening to Dear Ginger Lad, a virtual advice show on virtually everything. I'm your host, full-time New York City nightlife entertainer, Ginger Lad. I take your questions weekly and give honest, heartfelt advice on finding your truth and living your very best life.
What? Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Yes, welcome back to another edition of Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. Hi, I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Ginger Lad. I'm a full-time nightlife entertainer based out of the gorgeous city of New York. And I am so pleased to be joining you today because, I must tell you, the questions came pouring in for the show. So much spice, so much scandal, so much drama, scandalo, yes. Oh, so much. But first, I would like to say thank you so much to everyone joining us weekly here on the Instagram Live or on the podcast, or if you're watching this on YouTube. Yes, I spent a day on the YouTube channel just about 2 days ago and completely revamped it and put all of the juiciest clips from our shows directly on our YouTube channel. How do I find it, Ginger? Well, I'm glad you asked. You can go to youtube.com/GingerLad to find a plethora of drama, scandal, and more right there at your fingertips to watch over and over, and of course, to share to your friends. Please hit subscribe and that notification bell that you'll get a notification every single time I upload new videos to Dear Ginger Lad. Hello, everyone. Today is officially Revenge of the Sixth Day. Yes, I think it's a little out there. It's a couple days past May the 4th be with you, and today is Revenge of the 6th, and I will tell you in the questions, we do have some revenge questions. How's everyone doing out there? You okay? Are you there? Remember, you're part of my family. Please say hello if you are watching this on the Instagram Live. And if you're not watching on the Instagram Live, but you're listening to the podcast or you're on YouTube and you would like to write a question, oh, it's so simple. You just go to thegingerlad@gmail.com and email me a question. Of course, you can DM me on Instagram at The Ginger Lad. That's LADD. Yes. And as always, those of you here watching, if you would like to ask a question, you take priority over the questions I have here printed out in front of me. And all you need to do is you just hit that question mark icon down below. Do you see it? It's right there. Mm-hmm. And you tap that question mark icon and you can ask a question live during the show. Now remember, please, I am neither a doctor, a physician, or a psychiatrist, and we deal with a lot of mental health issues, some of them darker than others. If you find yourself in a mental health crisis and you have no one else to call, I would highly recommend calling the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.org. You could find them at 1-800-273-8255. They're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in English and in Spanish. And if you feel that you are at the end of your rope, you can also go to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.org. And if you're more comfortable, you can chat with someone right now. Okay, now we've got all of that out of the way. I'm so happy that you are here. Yes, Todd, we're doing a little Red Queen action tonight. Actually, there's a story about this tiara. It's basically holding up the entire wig right now. So I don't really feel like she's being a crafty queen, but but thank you for noticing. All right. I see no questions coming in right now, which is fine because, oh, we've got questions. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek Well, what's happening here? We've got questions about theft, having a friend whose restaurant is bad, an author writing a terrible book, straight guy flirting with a gay guy. We've got some scandal in here, and I don't know if I can handle it all. If you've got a way to handle some of these situations, by all means, just put your comments down below, and I will read your name and tell everybody that, what do we have here? Why, we've got a genuine Ginger Lad tumbler. And it is filled with one of my favorite beverages this evening. You said you wanted Ginger Lad merch, and we have delivered. That's right. You can find all of the Ginger Lad merchandise at GingerLad.com, or the link is in my bio on Instagram. Everything tastes so much better out of a Ginger Lad tumbler. I'm going to tell you that. And that's the tea. All right. We've wetted our whistles and we are ready to go. Are you ready to just splash zone into some drama and conflama? I'm ready. If you are, you seated? What are you doing right now? Are you seated? Are you in the car watching me right now? Are you in the car listening to me on the subway home from a long day's worth of work? Well, I'll take your mind off of everything because you can consider me right now your very best friend. And I'm going to give you my very biased advice on anything and everything. Now, remember, if children are in the room, I'm going to warn you. I'm not going to say they can't be there, but I'm going to warn you. We talk about sex. We do talk about sex. Politics. Religion. We go into the dirty, dirty questions that most people don't want to touch. But you know what? Ginger Lad likes it a little dirty. She may look like just a gorgeous little princess, but she likes talking some schmackola. All right. Let's dive into our first question of tonight. Yeah. All right, here we go. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Dear Ginger Lad, I am a fellow drag queen, but I don't want my name to be shared during your show. You'll see why. I've already read this one. It wouldn't be wise. All right. So she, the queen writes, I was working a bar gig. Now, do you know what a bar gig is? You know, working the bar, doing shows at the bar. Okay, sorry. I was working a bar gig before the pandemic with my best friend and another queen she invited to work with us. Well, that happens a lot. I am fairly sure the other queen stole from her collective tip bucket. As I caught her returning from the bathroom with all of our money from our last set. This is not good. This is not good. Oh, you don't know what I would have done, but I'm going to tell you, right? Okay. She claimed she didn't want anyone else to steal from us, and that's why she took the money to the bathroom. But as you know, it's a big no-no to walk away with the money, and she's right. Oh, she's right. Especially, you know, there are exceptions. If this is your show and you're the organizer and say you're one of the hosts or the host of the show, by all means, you have that integrity to take the money and put it in a secure place. But if this was just a queen who's joining the gig, she should not be taking that tip bucket to the bathroom. It goes on. Now that the pandemic is over and ebbing, this particular little bathroom tip queen has been asking when she and I can work together again. Obviously, I will never, ever work with her, but I don't know how to tell her. What would you do in this situation? I can't make an accusation without proof. But this is what it says. It says, but girl, eight L's. So girl, sometimes you just know the T. This is more common than you think, honey. This is more common. You know, you have to be very careful when you're booking a show. Because not every drag is a queen. Sometimes they're a thief. So what do you... The particular question you're asking me is, I don't know what to tell her. Well, my first advice is, do not dive into the story. Like you said, you do not have receipts, do you? No. You do not have receipts of the theft, and you can't be quite sure. Honey, I get it. When someone starts acting a little at the club, and they're wandering away with the tip jar and the bucket... No. Do you know, I've had something similar happen. I have. And I couldn't be sure as well. So do you know what I did? I said absolutely nothing. But you're asking now, the question you're asking is that this queen wants to get back up on your gigs and probably steal from you again. So, honey... You're not available for any shenanigans that she has going on from this day forward. You know, when I do a gig, I try to do it with as much integrity and as much visibility as I possibly can. Many times when I do a show, I have a green room and we have the money set aside or it is kept by another person. Now, if you're at one of my shows, the person that I trust the most, and you'll need to trust the most, would be my husband. He would actually have every single one's tips, especially if it's a split show, and we are all pooling tips together. That's what you're talking about. So, honestly, honey, please do not mention this to her. Do not even bring up the past. It is regrettable that you feel that you were stolen from, but it is time to move on, and it's time to find you a sister who's not such a greedy... Who's not such a greedy bitch. All right? I said it. All right, let's go on to the next question. Remember, if you've got a question for Dear Ginger Lad, oh, I make it so simple for you. You can interrupt the entire show by just hitting that question mark button right there. Just hit it right there. That's what it looks like. You know what a question mark looks like right there. You could ask a question during the show, and I'll interrupt the show after the last question and answer your question here live on Instagram Live. Let's head on to the next question. That was a very easy one. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. Dear Ginger Lad, I am friends with a couple who owns a local restaurant. They started out with one location and have branched off with many more locations. When they had the one restaurant, they personally oversaw everything, as you would. And everything was perfect. That's nice. We honestly ate there more than we ate at home. It was that good. Unfortunately, since they now have half a dozen locations, they are rarely at our neighborhood joint. And the food and the service have really gone downhill. We always get our meals delivered, and we have had more than 5 meals that were either missing food or served with items we're allergic to. I want to say something to our friends. We love them so much, and we really do want to champion their success. But I don't want to hurt their feelings. How would you navigate this situation? I'd like to ask the people here watching this on Instagram if you have any advice. This is a tough question to answer, to tell you the truth, because how do you mix your, you know, it is tough when you've got a relationship with someone who also has a business that you patronize. How can you authentically tell them something that you know that they might not actually like to hear? How would you do this? The only thing that comes to my mind is asking them on, I guess, asking them if they're your friends, asking them on a social date. Maybe you and your wife or your husband could invite this couple out and have a good night and tell them during that evening, having fun with love, and that they know that you are doing this out of love. Someone has just written in saying, if they are friends, you never hurt them by saying things like they are. Ooh, I don't know. Now, I appreciate the advice, but Ace of Hearts and Spades, I have to disagree. Can you imagine how I would feel if one of my good friends came up after a set and told me that my drag was bad? It would sort of crush me. And I think that you really need to gauge the sensitivity of this couple. Look, they have a business, correct? I have another person writing in saying that you have to tell them, that you're obligated to tell them because you are doing them a favor. Mr. Lad is here, and he's also kind of weighing in with a like not exactly what to do. The Mr. Lad then has written saying that they would not bring it up and probably not order from them again. I guess what Mr. Lad is trying to say is you really have to outweigh the possibility that you are going to lose the friendship. I know that many of us are saying, of course, just tell them. If they're their friends, they'll understand. But I believe that the undercurrent will always be there that you criticized their business, baby. I have to tell you, owning your own business does very much feel like fatherhood. I am a father, and having my shop and everything like that, it very much does feel like my child. So, you know what? As we always do in our family, when Mr. Ladd and I disagree, I would actually say I would go with Mr. Ladd's advice. That's right. I take back what I said. I wouldn't invite them out. I wouldn't invite them out and have a great time. I would never mention it. And I would not waste my money on their business. Because you really do have to make a pros and cons sheet. If I tell them and I lose the friendship, is it worth it to have this one restaurant to be slightly better? And for me, the answer would be no. Thank you so much for chiming in. You know, your opinions here when you watch the show on Instagram Live really do sort of affect my final thoughts and feelings about these things. So I really do appreciate it. If you're listening to the podcast or on YouTube, remember you can always join us every week. We have now changed the day. We're on Thursdays. That's right. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, followed by an amazing drag show with my gorgeous husband, the Mr. Lad, called Rendezvous. That's right. Rendezvous with me and you at 7:30 Eastern Standard Times on Thursdays. Let's dive into the next question. I want to answer a few more questions because, frankly, I've gotten so many in that I really want to get it to as many as I can. So grab your Ginger Lad tumbler that you can get at Ginger Lad. That's LADD.com. You just go there. And next time, when you're watching the show live, you can be drinking out of your tumbler with me. And there's so much discussion in the chat. We are going to, you ready? We're going to do it again. This time, this one is a little similar, but absolutely different. Well, so let's see if the last question influences the answer to this one. Wait a second, I'm going to take a little bit of a break because there's a big dialogue happening here on Instagram Live right now. Ace of Hearts and Spades has said something to the effect, but everyone has his opinion about things, yes? And you're right. Unfortunately, we all judge things all the time, don't we? The question is it important for us to say it? Or is it just verbal diarrhea? You can have an opinion on things. Let's just talk about Drag Race for a second. You can have an opinion on it, but is your opinion really important? Is it important, or is it just yours to own and to perhaps tell your good friends, but not project to the entire world? All right, I told you we're going on to a next question, but I always get roped in, so this is a double bell. That question is done, and we're diving into something I have never heard of before. Here we go. Dear Ginger Lad, my friend is an author and recently published their first novel. Mazel. All right. I was very proud of my friend and I bought a copy as soon as it came out. That's very sweet of you. I started the book with the very best intentions, but I'm finding I can't bring myself to finish the book. I have an educational background in English and literature. By the way, the book is riddled with wrong tense usage, incorrect punctuation, and rambling sentences that make reading a chore. This sounds like a lot like the last question. You guessed it. My friend has been asking me how much I've been enjoying his first novel. What can I say that won't ruin our friendship yet lets him know about the glaring mistakes that have already gone to print? What would you do? We have several people in the room right now. You can schreib auf Deutsch or you can write in English if you want to. I have one vote that says lie your pants off and just tell them that you enjoyed the book. I would guess that my husband, who also has... it's the fantasy that counts. And somebody else, my husband, has written Focus on the Positive. And we have the beautiful, I'm going to say it in English, the beautiful sister, Leah Spy, she's telling us that she just can't wait to hear my answer. It's again with that last question. You do have to balance a couple of things here, don't you? Do you want to be right or do you want to keep the friendship? That's the thread happening between these last two questions about the bad restaurant and about the bad author. We all have opinions, don't we? We're making opinions all the time. Some of us who are evolved, not me, some of us who are very evolved try not to do that very much. But frankly, most of us do it. So you have to decide on what is right versus what is love. Your friend has just crossed a milestone in their career, in their literary career. Why would you crush their dreams? I do perhaps have one answer that perhaps would help in the future. You could tell your friend, especially since you have a background in English and literature, that if they should require any editing for their next novel, that you would be happy to help. Now, I don't know how much something like that would cost or someone would charge, but if you really are good friends with them and you have the time and the energy and you want to see your friend succeed, perhaps you do take the high road in this situation and you don't tell them how terrible their book is. This is correct. We have someone writing in saying, the book is already published. The errors can't be fixed. What can be fixed is what happens in the future. Right? I think that we have our answer. I think that we have our answer. And dear reader, I would invite you to ask your friend if at any point, because you want to see them succeed, not because of their terrible writing, allegedly, allegedly, it's terrible writing, that you were more than happy to help proofread a few chapters in the future if you so deem it correct and if you have the time. All right. We still have more than half an hour, and I would love to see that you share this with your friends and family. See the little paper airplane down below? When you hit it, you can just hit up to, I think, 100 people and tell them, hey, what are you doing? Why don't you come on over to Dear Ginger Lad? You don't even have to write anything. You just send it to all of your friends. Just go, ticka, 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 and just send it. Just send it. Perhaps we'll have them join us and we'll get even more voices to help us with this next question. And it's very sexy. Are you ready? Are you ready for some sex? Listen, if there's children in the room, it is completely up to the parents. Now, if your parents are not here right now, I'm not sure why you're watching this. But if you got the kids in the room and you got this dialed up on the telly, or perhaps you're watching this in the car and the kids are sitting in the back seat and they're watching SpongeBob, well, I'm about to get really spicy. So, we're going to have a little bit more. All right. We're going to have a little bit more beverage. Are you in the mood? Are you feeling your fantasy? All right. I have another question for you. All right, here we go. Yes. Yes, I know. Poor sister's virgin ears are not going to be able to stand the scandal. If you can't handle scandal, scoot on out. Here we go. Are you ready? This one's a saucy question. And I really do need your help. And yes, I lost a nail by banging my hands on the table. Here we go. All right. Dear Ginger Lad, that's me. Recently, okay, follow this. Recently, the boyfriend of a girl I know started up a conversation with me on Snapchat, and we all know what that means. By the way, just to let you know, I'm an out and proud gay guy. The conversation with my girlfriend's boyfriend started innocently enough, but soon the conversation turned sexual, with him eventually sending me nudes, and not only nudes of him, but together nudes. Together with the girl I know. Doing the dirty, dirty. That's what it says. It says doing the dirty, dirty. So this guy, who's the boyfriend of your friend, sent you pictures of his ding-a-ling and also of him stooping your friend. I tried laughing it off. But I can't. Should I divulge what he did and the pictures he sent to me, to my friend? Or do I just let it go? Do you let it go? What would you do? What would you do? Do you tell your friend that his boyfriend, who he must be bi or he must be, you know, wanting attention, just sent a gay guy pictures of his and of him, beep bop, the girl? Do we tell the friend? We've got a couple of votes here. Shrestha is saying, tell your friend. We also have, say that is also saying tell. All right. What Mr. Ladd says, also tell your friend. I do want to ask you a question before I give you an advice. Many times when these questions come in, we're not getting the full story. So I want to know, and I'm not blaming you, dear writer, but were you a bit suggestive as well in the conversation? Did you egg this particular person on to send these types of pictures to you? In your conversation, were you complicit with the sending? Did he ask you beforehand, hey, would you like to see a little something, something? And you said, sure. Then it is your own fault that he sent those pictures. However, on the other hand, if nothing like that happened, and out of the blue, you're getting Snapchats of his ding-dong, well, then I think that your girlfriend has a right to know. However, as it comes with every single messenger, be prepared, dear messenger of doom and gloom, that you might lose your friendship with this girl, and she or the boyfriend might tell you to off because they don't want anything to do with you. So what did Mr. Ladd say? It is never okay to share other people's nudes. I hear you. But we're talking about whether or not this person is going into a position of ruining the other person's relationship because he is sending not only nudes of himself, but nudes of his girlfriend and him doing the dirty. So, again, I'm going to break it down. This is choose your own adventure. One, did you solicit these pictures? Were you in any way asking, suggesting, oh, I think you're so beautiful. Oh, I think you're hot. Oh, and did he ask you if you wanted these pictures and you said, whatever, and he sent them? Well, now you're the one stirring up the pot. And you have no right because you suggested these pictures to be sent to you. All right. So if you did that, I would say nothing. However, choose your own adventure. We'll turn to page 36. And if these pictures came out of the blue after an absolutely benign conversation with this person, where you weren't talking about how beautiful he was, how sex, anything like that, then I do believe that you have an obligation to tell your friend. How many other times has he sent these pictures out to people? Is her picture now on the internet, naked, having sex, because he can't keep his pictures to himself? We have something here. It says, if the pictures included her, it's betrayal unless she agreed to have her nudes sent. All right, so we've got two choices here. I don't do that very often on Dear Ginger Lad, the podcast, but I don't believe that I have all the information. I'm a little confused why this person sent nudes in the first place. And you know, a girl like Ginger Lad can get awfully thirsty and hungry and maybe be suggestive in a way that she shouldn't be, and sometimes pictures are sent to her. It could happen, hypothetically, allegedly. But you need to ask a bigger question of yourself of whether or not you were responsible for having these pictures sent. If you were, you have no right to tell the girl. If you weren't, you have every responsibility to tell her. Oh, I hope you like that. And I want you to just get a little bit more comfortable in your chair or maybe your car seat. Or your couch, or on the horse that you're riding, or the bicycle that you are trotting down, or wherever you are, get comfortable. We're about to take a commercial break. And for those of you on Instagram, oh, it's instantaneous. It takes 3 seconds. For those of you on the podcast, ooh, gird your loins, because I have a special message just for you. And we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. And I am your hostess with the mostest. That's right. My name is Ginger Lad. And we have already been going for half an hour talking about theft, bad restaurants, authors who can't write, and the straight guy sending the dirty pictures to the gay guy. It's, I told you, we talk about anything and everything. If you've just skipped ahead, be prepared. We talk about everything and anything. And if any of you would like to ask any type of question, and I mean any type of question, all you need to do is hit that question mark. Hit that question mark icon down below, right there. That one. You see it? You can ask a question today and interrupt the entire show by making yourself my priority. Girding your loins. We have a question from the gorgeous Betty Whitecastle. She wants to know, she has written the question, actually, and she didn't even mean to. She has written the question, Dear Ginger Lad, is girding your loins like tucking? And I don't think it's girding your loins is like tucking. I do think that girding, perhaps we have some English people in the room, some English literature people in the room, and they could properly explain what girding is. I would imagine girding means to prepare yourself for perhaps something coming towards your loins. But every time I get into this corset, I definitely don't feel like I'm girding my loins. I feel like I'm squeezing the hell out of my loins. And my loins are right and tight right now. So thank you for asking. Yes. All right. We have another question for the show. If no one has any live questions tonight, let's go. Oh, wait a second. I don't like this question. I really want your participation in this. Are you ready? Ooh, I got this question and it made me hot. It made me so hot. Here we go. All right, here we go. Dear Ginger Lad, I recently followed you on Instagram. Why, thank you so much. You can find me on Instagram, and I love it when you do. You can go to @TheGingerLad. That's LADD on Instagram. Oh, sorry. Okay, little advertisement. It's my show. I can do what I like to. All right. Dear Ginger Lad, I recently followed you on Instagram. Thank you. Thank you. I really enjoy your art and everything that you do. Thank you. One thing does bother me, though. Great. Even though I followed you and liked some of your pictures and videos, you did not follow me back. I almost think it's rude that you didn't immediately follow me back. You have liked and commented on some of my comments, which I appreciate. But I don't understand why you wouldn't simply follow me back. If you don't follow me back soon, I will unfollow you. Thank you. You ready? There's always a question that just gets my old fire crotch in a bunch, and this is that one right now. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? So, I did a little research on this question when it came in. And I almost thought about revealing who this person was. But I'm not going to do that. Because I'm a lady. So I went to the profile on Instagram. Your profile is private. Your profile is private. Why in the world, not just a drag queen, but anyone, why would anyone who doesn't know you follow a black screen with your screen name on it? Why would I follow you if I don't have a relationship with you somehow? Why would I do it? And this, I have to... I've got so much to say. Beep, bop, boop. All right. Woo! You ready? Listen. I appreciate the follow. But if you're following me because you require a follow in return on a private account that I don't know what I'm following. Am I following a QAnon, a conspiracy theorist? Am I following someone who has morals and beliefs that are different than mine? And I'm showing appreciation to someone that I don't know? No. See, I've got multiple accounts on Instagram. Yep. Did you know? I don't always look this gorgeous. I'm sorry. I live a life as a boy. And I have multiple accounts that span everything from my career to my personal life to our pets to my son. We have got so many accounts. I can't even think of it. I've got an account for my puppet. Did you know I'm a puppeteer? Yes, I am. You can follow her at the Mini Lad, MINNIE. But I digress. I digress. Let's just slice this up. All right. So you're really angry that you followed me and you liked some of my videos and pictures and I did not follow you. This happens. And I will tell you, first off, it's not personal. It's drag. This is my career. I beg of you, if you can and want to, please follow me if you appreciate my art. I don't believe that you have to follow anything else that is not pertaining to the persona I give you during the show of Ginger Lad. I'm not angry that you're not following my tattoo shop. I'm not angry that you're not following my puppet. I'm not angry about that because you found me and in some way you wanted to give me a gift of you following me. And Lord, you've got to know that I so greatly appreciate it. But honey, you've got a private account, black wall with your name. Why would I follow that back? Why? This even happens with a decision on new followers that I receive. And I'm going to tell you some simple math of how I determine whether or not I'm going to follow you. You've got numbers up there above on your profile on Instagram. You have how many people are following you and how many people you are following. You're following me so far? All right, good. All right. If you are more followed than accounts that you're following, I will most likely follow you back. And here's why. Instagram is a game. Now, we're very lucky to have this Instagram for that we can do this live together, aren't we? We're very, very lucky. But Instagram is a simple like and dislike game. If I follow an account that you have a ratio of, let's say you're following 10,000 accounts and you have 5 people following you, I can't follow it because it then denigrates my average of the people I'm following. It sounds silly, but this is just simple math. I have to follow people back that have a higher ratio of those following them versus them following other people. It's just the way it is. It's what we have to do in order to increase numbers. I can't tell you how hard it was years ago having my tattoo shop. And I would post a tattoo that day that took me 8 hours to complete, perhaps even longer. So excited. I would post the videos. I'd post pictures of this tattoo. remarkable tattoo, save a portrait or something, very much in love with it. 120 likes after 8 or 9 hours of work. If I were to take my shirt off and to wear a Speedo, 500 likes. So Instagram is not the real world, is it? It's not the real world. So you're telling me that if I don't follow you back, that you're going to unfollow me on Instagram. Well, here's the truth, honey. I don't follow private accounts. So if this is your ultimatum somehow for me, unfollow me. Do it. I don't want you to. I certainly want you here and a part of my life and a part of my expression and my drag and my career. I would love for you to be here. But do not hold me hostage by saying that if I don't follow you back on Instagram, that you are going to unfollow me. I gotta tell you, the lion's share of the people that come to my shows and that follow me on Instagram would never, ever say anything as stupid as that. And that is all I have to say about that. Yes, queen, honey. I'm going to tell you, every time I get red hair, I get more and more fiery and rambunctious. I will tell you, if you have a chance to put on a red wig and go around in the city with it, I highly recommend it. I highly recommend a good red wig and a silver dress. It fixes everything. We do. You're right, Betty. She needs a cool, relaxing beverage out of my Ginger Lad tumbler. Oh, that's right. It soothes and tastes so much richer and spicier. Get yours today at gingerlad.com. Oh, Yes, we have so much merchandise. I just posted something I would love for you to watch later in my story. It's Mr. Lad and I were as boys, and we're wearing some new Ginger Lad merch. You're gonna die when you see it. It is so gorgeous, and I appreciate my husband posting that. So thank you, honey. I really appreciate it. We've got more questions, and this next question, I have a little note on the side to remind myself of what this one is. Let's see if we can get an answer in before the time runs out. This one is about, wait a second. Should I give you a choice? Yeah, I'm a boy. Sometimes. I'm going to give you a choice of three questions. And I will pick, you will pick the one. Actually, the first person to write in, the very first person to write in their answer. You have to wait until I read all three of them. I'm not going to read all the questions. I'm going to just give you the topic. And you're in control. I'm still angry at that person. Sorry. Okay. Do you want a question on toxic trolls? So you would write troll. Or do you want a question on why in the hell would you tip a drag queen? So you would write queen. Or do you want a question about a dog named Mr. Barkley? You would write Barkley. So your choices are Barkley, queen, or troll. The first person to write in which one they want chooses the last question on tonight's show. Do you feel like you're missing out listening to the podcast or perhaps watching this on YouTube? Join me every single week, Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the live show on Instagram. All right, my gosh. Thank you so much for the compliments. And Betty White Castle wins the day. But actually, it sounds like... Yes, it sounds like most of you want to hear about a dog named Mr. Barkley. This is the longest question of the evening. You've got to get your drink, get cozy, get your husband, your wife, get a pillow, whatever, and ease on in because we've got a very weird question, and I'm afraid this one's going to make me angrier than the last. Are you ready? Here we go. Yeah. Okay. Dear Ginger Lad, I feel like I need to do a voice for this one, but I won't do that. I hate when people do this. But here we go. Dear Ginger Lad, I own a beautiful dog named Mr. Barkley. He is a rescue chihuahua, and I love him more than anything in the world. When I go shopping, you guessed it, Mr. Barkley is always tucked into a small carrier of mine that looks like a purse. He goes everywhere with me, to the grocery store, to the post office, clothing shopping, you name it. He is always by my side. So, you can understand why I would be offended when sometimes I'm asked either to join a party or a social event or maybe a gathering of workmates or friends and they get offended at me for bringing my precious baby, Mr. Barkley. A serious question. How can I tell my friends and family that my dog, Mr. Barkley, is like a baby to me? And I would never leave him home alone while I go out. Never! With 3 exclamation points. Never! It seems unreasonable to me that so many people get freaked out when I bring Mr. Barkley with me. What should I say to them? Now, we've got some unkind comments about the dog. The dog doesn't deserve any... we've got some unkind comments in the Instagram comments, and I won't repeat them, but we're not trying to attack Mr. Barkley. We're here to give a reality check to this person who's a little out of touch with the rest of the world. We do have some correct information here from some people on Instagram Live saying that not everybody is a dog person. And in fact, there could be a medical reason why you shouldn't be bringing your dog into a restaurant or to somebody's house without first talking to them. You know, I gotta tell you, I've been doing this show. We're in our second season, by the way, here at Dear Ginger Lad. Congratulations. Thank you very much. So we are in our second season, and I will tell you, one of the biggest things that I've discovered, and I will write this in the book for Dear Ginger Lad, is that a lot of problems simply come up with lack of communication, don't they? Lack of communication seems like the bane of almost all of these problems, right? So, honey, it's as simple as this. If you're going to bring Mr. Barkley, I love saying that. Hello to Mr. Barkley, by the way, if you're watching. Woof, woof. If you're going to bring, and you say you're always going to bring Mr. Barkley, so you and Mr. Barkley are inseparable, and you come as a package, and people don't know this, you must tell them. Are you bringing Mr. Barkley to the hospital? If someone invites you to a wedding, are you bringing Mr. Barkley? Just because you're invited doesn't mean that you should attend. You know, I have a good saying here. I hope that you all take it in. I want you to soak this one up. Just because my cell phone rings doesn't mean I have to answer it. No. Did you know that? You know, back in the olden days, if you got that ring on that landline, well, you couldn't see who it was, and you would run across the house and pick up that phone, as I've heard. I mean, I'm so young, I wouldn't know. It's stories that I've heard. So you would run and have to answer the phone, and it could be someone from Geico, or it could be whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just because, honey, you're invited to something, and you have to bring your dog, unless you have asked explicitly and explained that you're bringing a tiny plus one in your purse, then you are out of line. And you should not be going over to someone's house with something that perhaps the entire house is allergic to. We love a young queen. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to have to put on more filters than this if you're ever going to think I'm a young queen. Honey, definitely not. We're going to be celebrating a big birthday here very, very soon. You got it, my 30th. But honey, Tell Mr. Barkley, scratch him behind the ears for me. Tell him that I love him. Give him a little organic little treat or something from us here at Dear Ginger Lad. But honey, you're out of line. Mr. Barkley is not invited to everyone's house just because you say so. And if you keep on going through life with the assumption that people are just going to have to take what you give them, honey, you are going to be sorely disappointed for the rest of your life. And you are turning yourself, you know what you're really doing? Because Ginger's going to tell you, you're turning yourself into a victim. You're kind of in love with being a victim. You, not Mr. Barkley, he's a saint. You're turning yourself into a victim every single time someone gets annoyed that you've brought a dog to a situation that you should not bring your dog to Buffalo Wild Wings. You should not be bringing a dog to a wedding without asking explicitly from the people running the event whether or not you can. Oh, I need to. We're done with that. Pet Mr. Barkley for me. I appreciate the questions within the comments down below. My birthday is in June. It's approaching quickly. Yes. Now, as always, we like to give gratitude. Gratitude for those of you that are in the room and those of you who have tipped on Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. I'd like to say a special hello, especially for those of you watching right now. Stay tuned. I'm about to say your name on Instagram Live. I'd like to say hello to Jesse and the gorgeous and talented Betty Whitecastle. Honey, you've really become a very close sister to me, and I really appreciate you. Lea Hora aus Deutschland, Schwester, ich liebe dich. Bjorn, I wish I spoke Swedish, so I will do a terrible interpretation of it. I love you very much. Arthur Itis, good day to you, or good evening. To Mr. Ladd and Thaddeus. Oh, Thaddeus, so cute. Jamie, Santi, Santiago, and Maeve. Ooh, I am so happy you're here. As always, you could support the podcast on Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. It's as easy as going to Venmo or Cash App and typing in Ginger Ladd, L-A-D-D. Leave a small tip. It's what you do. It's what you do. And then on PayPal, it's thegingerlad@gmail.com. I'd like to thank people who are supporting the podcast last week, which includes Betty Whitecastle for the birthday show. Thank you so much. Directly from my heart. Thank you. And then Mikkel and Jason, who are still, I think, on their Las Vegas honeymoon. Mazel tov to you, beautiful boys. I certainly hope that you're having a wild time in Las Vegas, and we thank you very much for support. On Cash App, I'd like to thank Misty C. from Virginia. Misty C., I see you, and I appreciate the tips that you gave us last week at our show. On Patreon, we'd like to thank Hank and Keese, and you could support us at patreon.com/gingerlad. Oh, so simple. You just put it on autopay and hit it and forget it. As always, I'd like to thank all the new YouTube subscribers. Thank you so much. You have gone up a lot this week because I have revamped the entire YouTube channel to include these shorts and clips, and they are fun and digestible and easy to watch and easier to share. Please subscribe to youtube.com/gingerlad. And I would like to thank all the new subscribers on Dear Ginger Lad podcast, which can be found on iTunes. Yes, Ginger is there. And you can find me on every single other platform that podcasts are on. I also like to thank Thodacy, Jim Silvestri. They're the definitive guide of drag, and I'm so appreciative of all of their promotions for each and every one of our shows. The Drag Crawl, I give a special appreciation to, and please remember to follow The Ginger Ladd, L-A-D-D, or The Mr. Ladd, L-A-D-D, or Dear Ginger Ladd, L-A-D-D, on Instagram. Honeys, I love you. We've got a show at 7:30 tonight. That's right, Eastern Standard Time, called Rendezvous. And I can't wait to rendezvous with me and you. Remember, I am sending you so much love from your Dear Ginger Lad. I can't wait to see you again. Love you and good night.
This has been Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. If you have a question for a future show, follow and DM Ginger Lad on Instagram at the Ginger Lad. LADD. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast in your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a single episode. Sending you love from your dear Ginger Lad.